welcome to today's episode. You are in for a treat today as my guest was born as a Brazilian, born in Brazil, but lives in the United States. And she's going to talk to us today about purpose, and specifically in the area of media and all the things that really help you become visible. But she has a unique story that I want you to hear, and I'm so excited to have my friend and guest here today, Thais Eliasson. Hello, Thais.
Hi, Lisa. What an honor to be here with you today.
It's so exciting. Now, I'm going to introduce you formally here so our guests know exactly who you are, but I have to say it took me a little while when I first met you to pronounce your name. So which, you know, a lot of people have a hard time with my last name too, so I understand. But hopefully I did it correct today.
Yes.
Awesome. So I loved Thais. Thais is, this is how she says it, from PR strategies to community harmony. She's a CEO, a mom, a community connector. Thais is a PR professional, an entrepreneur, a wife, a mom of four who creates and plans strategies for entrepreneurs and corporations. She owns TPR, a global boutique PR agency located on Redondo Beach, California. She dedicates a lot of her time in community work with the firm belief that community is our blessing. And I know, Thais, that you also have traveled the world through, you know, your family upbringing and in that regard. So I would love it if you would share, first of all, and however far back you want to go is up to you, but in terms of how you came to create your own PR agency.
I think that I have always been an entrepreneur at heart. I just didn't have the opportunity or crafted my own opportunity like way back when. And it was in about 5 years ago when I had the opportunity of start my own consulting business with, you know, consulting for public relations while I was holding a corporate job on the role of a global PR specialist. Mm-hmm. That I thought to myself, my goodness, if I can do this for this company and for other people, I think I can do this for myself. And it was funny because, so I started the company or the agency TPR, but I continued to work in the corporate world for another 2 years. So during that beginning, I would tell a lot of entrepreneurs, you know, take a leap of faith, follow your heart. But all the while, I was still in the corporate job. But then it was my turn and I thought, okay, now it's time. I am the one who's going to take that leap of faith and to just do it. So it was kind of like in a nutshell how I started.
Wow. So how did you niche in on PR? How did that come about? Did you have prior experience up to that point?
Yes. So my dad is a big PR guy and my mom has a degree in journalism. Okay. And both of them have served the Lord as missionaries, pastors on the field with their expertise in action.
Wow.
So growing up in that home, I have seen my mom was the editor of the first magazine of our denomination in Brazil. My dad was always using his PR skills for a lot of just beautiful things and beautiful work. And I think that that really inspired me in my way of communicating, in my way of relating with others, with the government, with the private sector, with potential donors. And you know, just growing up, it was just something that I was involved in because that was kind of like our lives, a big part of it, right? And then I would always accompany my dad in a lot of events, a lot of fundraising events, of film premieres. And, you know, they were always benefiting the social branch of what our church did, more like in the humanitarian, you know, work. And I just loved it. And As I always say, I think that seeing them serve out of love for God and serving with their expertise was something that gave me a little glimpse of not just ministry life, but kind of marketplace ministry, but they were in full-time ministry. So I had been in full-time ministry. I have been in full-time ministry for a lot of years of my life. Mm-hmm. And in serving, I kind of mirrored a lot of what my parents did or mm-hmm. still do, because they're still in active service. They haven't retired yet. Well, or at least I want to think that I did as they did, because they're just amazing, awesome people. Mm. But I think that all of that experience, and then in full-time ministry, it kind of gave me a really good foundation for the marketplace. Mm. I am very blessed that after I had my degree in theology and I was ordained and I was serving in ministry, a few years after that, I went to Asbury University in Kentucky to pursue my degree in business. Mm. And I did a lot of the, you know, of emphasis in nonprofit work when I was there. And I think that that degree has tremendously helped me as well, especially when I was starting. I didn't start with big clients. They were kind of like all building, kind of like I was. So a lot of what they, of their PR needs and even some marketing needs trickled back to foundational things that business development was, you know, needed. And that was a missing part. So I was able to come alongside. So I think, and that was about 15 years of pre-work before, you know, coming, you know, before kind of like crafting TPR.
Yeah. I love how God does that, you know, just weaves the different experiences of our life and giftings to bring us all to a head in that regard. And obviously you love it.
I love it.
I can tell.
Let me tell something. You saying this just reminded me of something. A few years ago, I did a finance course in my church, and I remember the leaders that were teaching that course. They were like super smart into finances and in the investment world and just financial literacy. And they go all over the world speaking to big corporations about finances. And one of the days that we were there, they asked about assets. Mm-hmm. So we had a list, and we had to, in each column, write our assets. And I remember thinking to myself at the time, what do I have? I didn't have a home. I didn't own anything big. So I dwelled on those questions for a long time. And then there was a column that said education. And I remember thinking to myself, oh, wait a minute. I have like a collection of certificates. from a year, early age, my parents have always empowered my sister and I to get every, you know, certification that we could, not just for just having a piece of paper, but what, you know, for what that meant, going with other classmates and learning different things. And for the first time, I looked at all of those certificates that I, you know, I had a binder full and thought, oh, this truly is a gift from God. These are assets that I never thought of it in this way. So when I heard you saying, it's so interesting how God weaves our experiences and opportunities, this came to my mind. And it's so precious how for, you know, the longest time we can sit and think about the things that we've gone through, the courses that we've taken or experiences that we have had, and wonder, are these useful for anything, right?
So
it's
true.
For something. And all of a sudden you hit a season in your life where God's like, okay, now I will let you see why you went through all of this. Because nothing is wasted if we're in him. And that's so a beautiful true. Thing.
That is so true. You know, it's funny because my background is I have a master's degree in speech language pathology. And then I went into ministry once I started having kids. My husband was a pastor, and I just naturally started to disciple young women at the university level. And in the course of that, you know, I went through my own personal transformation, even in speaking and becoming more confident in speaking and being coached in speaking. And as I went through my own personal transformation, people started to come to me then about speaking. And so now I find myself as a speaking coach, and I look back and I go, wow, you know, all those things, although I don't practice speech language pathology, you know, God has weaved in all of the things together. And so nothing is wasted in the economy of the Kingdom of Heaven. So if we allow him to do it, even our trials and stuff. But I love how you talked about the role model that you had, the role models, I should say, of your parents in marketplace ministry. Because marketplace, kind of like tent makers in their own right or had their own giftings. For one, I was thinking that must have been really powerful for them wherever they were living around the globe. One, for ministry to be able to be also very integrated into the marketplace for relationship building, for credibility, things like that, but also to really have a broader experience base to offer to the people they were ministering to. I was just struck by that when you were talking. I'm like, wow, because I think in North America, this has only become more of a necessity in the last couple of years, whereas probably in other parts of the world, or maybe it's unique to certain individuals like your parents, that there was never talk about having a dual occupation, like a ministry and a marketplace or tent making in any way. Yeah. Is that your experience as well? Or is that within the organization that you worked with, that was more of an expected?
You know, when they, in the ministry that they're in, they have to be full-time in ministry. So mm-hmm. there's no, they wouldn't have the bandwidth to do an additional, you know, work or hold a job. But what I had seen in them was really, truly using. So here's what actually how I would break this down. I think that many times when we look at positions and the expectancy of, you know, that chair or that title holds, mm-hmm. we kind of think of, you know, in terms of reference, who are the people that we have seen in that position? What is that it is expected of that position? And what I have seen my parents do, and I have seen that in a lot of great folks around the world, is, you know, they're not just sitting there and doing their job. They are sitting there thinking, how can we make all of this better? Mm-hmm. How can we, you know, look at what God has given us and really give our best? Mm-hmm. It's something that I have heard growing up from my mom, and I keep telling my own children this, is it's not, I don't expect, let me say as a mom, I don't expect perfection from my children, mm-hmm. but I do respect their full heart and their excellence in mm-hmm. what they're doing. And sometimes a full heart and excellence is far away from perfection. But if they're all in trying, this is really what matters to me as a mom. Right. And I think that that's a lot to what's similar to the heart of God, because mm-hmm. as a loving father, he knows our limits.
Yeah.
But he's the holder of our hearts, which he's the only one who sees.
Yeah.
So when we are in, you know, ministry or just like you and I, when we are mm-hmm. talking about what we do in our own businesses, we don't do just the job, Lisa, right?
Right. Exactly.
We look at what God has given us and we think, okay, how can I make it better? How can I do with a full heart? And I think that that's the good stewardship of what they have given us. And yes, I am so blessed that I have seen that in my house, and that just kind of raises the bar so high, not in a, like it's expected, right, you know, of me way, but just like, oh, I have seen the way, they have led the way. Now it's up to me to walk that in that way.
It's like it expands the possibility, right? It opens up what's possible to you. Yeah, so good. I love that. So talk a little bit about, because I know in the recent years, you brought into being something that was a dream that you had, or something that was in your heart for many years in terms of a magazine and why that came about. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. So just a little over a year ago, I have found myself with a lot of clients at TPR who are in need for exposure and just wanting to share their stories in Christian media. Mm. And after looking around and trying to figure out what were the magazines, what were the podcasts or TV shows that were available to them, I was very shocked into how few there are out there. And I went to shower one night, mm. and I know that God was speaking to me and said, why don't you start a Christian magazine? And I said, what? No, I don't have time. I have four children, Lord. I have a whole business to run. I'm not a journalist. No, why would I do that? How? I don't even know. No. And then God kept reminding me, I'm asking you to do something and you're giving me all of these excuses. Mm. You want me to like ask someone else? Do you? And I was like, oh, God was checking me out. And you know what's interesting? I was kind of thinking about that whole Mary and Martha situation during that time, because I think that there's one thing about working for God. And another thing is working with God.
Mm,
and I was very convicted that, okay, this God's asking, you know, me to do something. And I've walked with God. I know him better than just telling him no. And I knew that if this was something that God wanted to do, that God would help me find a way and figure it out how to do it. So he moved a lot of people around me, and we, you know, as a team, were able to bring this magazine called But God, a publication for Christian women, to life just a year ago. We just celebrated our first anniversary with a beautiful But God conference that we had the privilege of having and flying all the way from Canada.
Such an honor.
And when I was thinking about, you know, what are we going to call this magazine? Not for a moment. It was just an instant. It was But God. It was like, I didn't want to do this, but God. And it's a reminder that we all have these But God stories. You know, mm-hmm. We all have a direction, but God. There was a diagnosis, but God. And there was no more hope left, but God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that everyone watching us could, you know, fill in the blank with their own story. And you can fill in the blank and submit them to me, and I will put it on the magazine.
Yes.
Because we all do. And we're called as women of God to witness, right, mm-hmm. for Jesus, to go and tell everywhere. And this mm-hmm. is one way that I found myself being able to do that and to tell that those stories. And I am so blessed to be in this position, because it's not like I get to share my own But God story, but I get to hear so many powerful But God stories from different women.
Mm.
And share these stories, you know, through the magazine. We have so many other women reading and writing back to us, sharing their But God stories. And again, using the weaving, you know, metaphor again, God is just kind of like weaving us all together for this time.
Yeah.
And as you and I have talked about before, we know that there's something very special that God is doing and is about to do in Marketplace. Mm-hmm. It's something that perhaps 60 years ago, people wouldn't even dream of, that we could be so free and so bold to share in the different professions that we as women have all over the world.
So true. Yes, I was very honored to be in both the magazine and as well as at the conference. And I just love the vision. I think it's so powerful. I think it's going to be so, so big. I really do. I think it's going to be so big and so impactful, Thais. And I know that we had talked a little bit earlier and you were tying in the whole aspect of purpose and how this came about for you. Why was it important? Yes, God spoke to you, but there's something bigger in that that really means something to you.
Yeah, I recently was honored to write a piece for Forbes magazine. And on Forbes, I wrote about, you know, purpose in our careers. And the first one, the first topic that I touched on was about, how, you know, priorities.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, or for me, I should speak, as a Christian woman, you know, my relationship with God comes first and before mm-hmm. everything. And it's from that everything else flows. Mm-hmm. So if the purpose in which the magazine came to be was, you know, we just want another business, or another way to show off or whatever he might have been. I know that he wouldn't move forward. He just wouldn't, because again, God sees our hearts, and this was a seed planted by him in something that I really passionately feel so humbled about it. When I held the physical copy of the magazine for the first time, I cried, and I was thinking, and I'm not a crier. I was looking at the magazine and I was thinking, wow, this is just because one ordinary woman said yes to God. And you know, if we are saying that the purpose of our lives is mm-hmm. to honor God and to live and walk with him, mm-hmm. and we don't just say it, but we try really hard to live in that way. You know, God's going to pick us up. He's going to raise us up, and he's going to do what only God can do. Mm. There's so many things in my own life that I look around, magazine being one of them. And I wonder, how in the world did I do that? All of those certificates would have not done it. All of my strong-willedness would have not done it. All of my willpower wouldn't do it. We know that only God would do those things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's something so beautiful. It leaves me speechless when I see someone saying, like, God, use me, and I will give my 100%, knowing that you are going to be here 100%. I am not leaving and holding anything back. I am, you know, giving my all and trusting mm-hmm. it all. And, we work like it all depends on us, and then we pray like it's all up to God.
Yeah.
And he just starts showing off, because that's the God we serve. And so when we go all back to the matter of purpose, you know, our motives, our intentions, even our discipline can kind of deviate depending on how we're feeling and circumstances mm-hmm. around us. We're not perfect. We're humans. And there's just the routine stuff and children and sports and the weather. And in Canada, it's cold right now.
It's sunny, as you can see.
Here's freezing. But, you know, one thing that's never going to change is our God. And if the purpose of our lives and our living and our livelihood is to honor him and to please him, then we will be aligned with his word and his will, which then will give us a true motivation that we need to do all the things. Because without that, how can you do it? How do you go through life? You just, you know, the purpose that God gives us through what we've received from Jesus, which is abundant life here and eternal life in heaven, and then a whole bunch of benefits that we're not here for, but we get them, right? Mm-hmm. So right. Powerful. And I think often, you know, in my early years, I feel like ancient. I feel like I have lived a full life at, you know, compacted 37 years. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think back to when I miscarried, and then I miscarried again. And then when I was serving in a very remote area of Africa with very little resources or, you know, through losses or divorce or betrayal, or you fill in them, like, how do you go with it without the Lord? I mean, the economy, you could name it. There's just so much.
So true. Yeah, absolutely. I wholeheartedly agree. Is we all go through the same things in life, but God makes a difference. You know, it's like he is the source that gives us what we need so that we come through shining, you know, and better. So I love that, Thais. So what's next for you in terms of what is your vision long-term for this magazine, conference?
Well, I think at this point, what I have been dreaming about is to take But God in every state of the country. We have probably 2 states left that we know that we haven't had any viewership yet, which is amazing, because in just a year,
yeah,
if we combined all the issues, there have been four magazines this, or five magazines this far, and we are hitting 1 million views on them online. We just started to push for the hard copies. I would love to see it at Hobby Lobby. I would love to see it at Target. But with the conference, I would love to see more women have access to other women of God coming together, talking about their but God stories. And here is a something that's very kind of like special, like a little star shining inside my heart for the magazine. There are so many brilliant, amazing, smart, powerful women of God all over the world speaking their expertises on different things. And that is so beautiful and amazing. I want these women telling their stories. I as a storyteller, and I think that that's the PR storyteller in me.
Yes.
There's nothing that connects one human to the other more than a connection of story. There's something that changes your whole world inside when you're going through something and someone says, I know what you're going through. Oh, because so often we feel like it's just us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so getting women to share their but God stories, their testimony, their blocks, their seasons that they have walked with God. And the magazine has been in a lot of, I think, 16 active countries. So we are all over the world already. But, you know, my desire to start where we have been planted. That's why the first conference was here in LA. And, you know, we will go and take steps as the Lord leads us. But biggest desire, what makes my eyes shine for the future of God magazine, is truly to get women of God to share their walk with God. That's, and it's so simple yet so powerful when it's done.
So good. I love it. And speaking of shining my eyes, I failed to put up a curtain over there. And now the sun is blazing right in. You know, I was just thinking of a scripture. It talks about, it's in Psalm 68, verse 29, and we're going to close out here in a minute. But I was, as you're talking, I'm thinking about this scripture, and it says, in the Passion Translation, says it like this. It says, your miracles have made us who we are. Lord, do it again. And, of course, when you share your story, that but God story, you are proclaiming the miracle of God in your life, as well as you are declaring, God, do it again in someone else's life. As they hear, as they read, as they are inspired by what you've done in my life, in other people's lives. So I think it's so powerful, Thais. Thank you for your yes to God. And I know that we'll be hearing more about that. So if people wanted to read it, to look into it and get know more about what you do and about the magazine, where can they go?
They go to budgodmagazine.com.
Easy, awesome. Any last words that you want to leave, Thais, before we go?
Yeah, so I talked a lot about prioritize, right, and our priorities in our purpose. I would say number two would be to work really hard. It's not magic, right? We all have to work hard for the things that we want and for the things that God has planted in our hearts. I would say also for everyone, and I tell myself this all the time, to keep learning. Life learners is so important because we don't know everything and the world is constantly changing. And I often think of my kids in motherhood. When you think you get it with one child, then you have another child that's completely different. And then this first child changes their season and changes everything. So learning in all areas of our lives is so important. And then I would say, enjoy the ride, you know, riding with God. There's no better life and no better way than, you know, to be with God walking through this life.
So good. Have fun. Yes. The joy of life. Thank you so much, Thais. I so appreciate you. And I loved having this conversation with you. Thank you for what you do. And I can't wait to see what 2024 is going to bring for you, your company, and the magazine, and all that you are going to showcase. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in today. Make sure you share this episode. Go to the But God Magazine website. Tap into it. Read the past issues. Give it some love. And make sure that you are on the notification list. I'm sure they can get notified there too, right? When the next ones come out. Yeah. And if you want to know more about Thais, I'm sure you can find links there as well or find her on social media. Of course, TPR is the place to go if you want to hire a PR agency. So thank you, everyone. Have a good day. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
As you're listening today, you may have felt prompted to say, I want to become a much better speaker. I want to be able to speak with confidence, clarity, and transformational impact. I want to invite you to check out the link in the comments below, wherever you're listening to this. Your voice is an instrument of transformation and needs to be heard. So let it be heard.